day of hope and promise, to a place of peace and comfort, to a journey toward truth and justice, and to a community of love and courage that will help us along the way. And with these words, I want to join with Gary, who has welcomed you today to our service. It looks a little bleak outside. We try to keep things warm and cheery in here. So it's good to see you and good to have you with us as we gather for worship on this Sunday. I also join with Gary in extending a special welcome to any of you visiting today, either here for the first time or from a previous visit. Very good to have you with us. As we say, come join us for some coffee and conversation in the dining room. Stop by the newcomer's table if you'd like to learn more about us, both about this church and about our faith tradition of Unitarian Universalism. I wanted to add just a quick thing to what Tessa George mentioned about the little survey we're conducting today with the cards. She said every 2 to 3 years, our Granite State Organizing Project chapter, and I'm the first vice president of the chapter for right now, looks for input from our member organizations as to where they'd like to see us focusing our energies. Also, this fall, GSOP is arranging a presidential candidates forum for all declared candidates of the two major parties. It'll be in September. I think we're still working on the specific date. So we're looking for some feedback here, too. So on the other side of the card, if you've written down the 2 or 3 areas you'd like to see GSOP focus their energies on, would you write down a couple of questions, hopefully that relate to the issues you put on the front, that you would like to see asked of each candidate of both of the major parties during this forum? That would be helpful, too. The cards will be collected, I believe we said, after the service. Bob Keating is in the back with a big brown box that says GSOP on it. Bob Keating's also running the Boston Marathon tomorrow, so wish him the best as well. And there's another big brown GSOP box on the social justice table, so if you don't catch Bob going that way, catch the other box going in this direction. Chip McGee has done a wonderful job, along with, I know, a lot of other folks have been helping him out on our pledge drive. As Gary said, we want to wrap it up today, or hopefully as soon after today as we can. And he's got the fourth grade class here to help him acknowledge that or wrap that up. So Chip, you guys are on.